The plan includes directly targeting phosphorus pollution from farms, a large contributor to toxic blooms. Jim Johnson is with the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. He says individualized phosphorus reduction plans have already been created with farmers along the Raisin River in southeast Michigan.
We've actually seen a significant reduction in phosphorus loading out of the River Raisin because of the work in that very agricultural watershed. And the fact that that seems to be working in the River Raisin has been an indication as to why we should continue to move forward with that approach.
Johnson says working with individual farmers requires a lot of time and will be extremely expensive. But, he says, the same methods will likely be used to help the Saginaw Bay, which has also seen heavy agricultural runoff. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.